This is The Brief on how generative AI actually works. You know those tools like ChatGPT or Midjourney? They seem kind of magical, right? Like conjuring poems or pictures out of nowhere. Well, today we're going to pull back the curtain. Turns out, it's really about super smart pattern matching using tons of data. Okay, first up, how does this AI actually learn? It's called machine learning. Think of it like this. The AI pores over huge amounts of data, text, images, whatever. It goes through three main steps: training, where it finds patterns; testing, where it tries those patterns on new stuff; and improving, getting better over time. Now, for generative AI, it gets even fancier, using something called deep learning. This relies on neural networks, basically layers of math nodes that fire up when they see certain patterns, kind of like neurons in our brain. All right, second point. What about things like ChatGPT? These large language models don't actually think. Instead, they're incredible predictors. They use a setup called a transformer to guess the most likely next word or token in a sentence based on everything they've learned. It does this over and over, building a response one token at a time. And the cool part, an attention mechanism lets it look at all the words in the prompt at once to get the context right, making sure it all makes sense. And finally, how about image generators like Midjourney? They work differently, using what's called a diffusion model. Forget predicting words, this is about visual probability. You give it a text prompt, right? The AI starts with pure noise. Think TV static. Then, step by step, it removes that noise, kind of carving out the image that statistically matches your prompt. That's how you get those amazing pictures. So, yeah, at the end of the day, generative AI is basically a super advanced prediction engine, turning patterns from vast data into pretty incredible new creative outputs.